Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Everyone, and welcome to the Clay County Corner, where we hope to inform you of local happenings, events, and just some general information about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey broadcasting live in a corner room of the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored in part and hosted by the 3-Star Volunteer Program of Clay County and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. We're live every morning on Thursdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on Kicks Country 101.5 FM WVFB in Salina. This show will be replayed this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on Kicks Country, and this will give you an opportunity to tell family and friends in surrounding counties and even in the surrounding states to listen in this evening, or surrounding states, you can go through the Del Hollow Horizon website at www.delhollowhorizon.com. Just click on the link on the Del Hollow Horizon webpage to catch this week's show and even review some of the previously recorded Clay County Corner broadcasts from Kicks Country. Thank you, Del Hollow Horizon, for collaborating with the Clay County Corner to provide this service to our neighbors that are near and far. We have a good show for you this morning during the next hour, so go grab that extra cup of coffee and then sit back and get ready to hear about the local Clay County happenings. On the lineup today, we're going to hear from Sheriff Brandon Boone and from Sam Hyder with Joey's Flowers and Gifts. Before we begin, I just want to mention the RAM Clinic, definitively, that is, the Remote Area Medical Clinic that was held at the Clay County High School this past weekend. I can say the clinic was a huge success. The RAM representatives are completing a data analysis, which they're going to share with Mr. Boswell and the committee that coordinated on the Clay County end of this huge undertaking. Someone will be on the Clay County Corner next Thursday, so be sure and tune in, and they'll provide that information. I can add that there was a huge turnout from Clay County and many surrounding areas. People drove over 100 miles to receive dental, vision, or medical care. While many services were provided, there seemed to be a long stream of folks in line for dental care. I did help with the triage efforts as people were then directed through the stations. I know there were many because I was extremely busy. I was just one of about 30 healthcare professionals on the front line. This was a big event for Clay County, and we were extremely fortunate to have been chosen to have a RAM clinic here. And I believe the sentiment was shared that we will be ready for another clinic to be here sometime in the future. I do recall that RAM is booked all over the United States, and it might be a couple of years before we will have this opportunity again. Be sure to tune in next week for an update on all of the services provided and what areas were represented here in Clay County. This not only was a way to provide the much-needed medical, dental, and vision care, but our county saw a boost to the economy while these folks were here, too. With that being said, let's have a break for our sponsors, and then we will return with the program and Sheriff Boone.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closier. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but There seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Celina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Celina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Celina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Susan Bailey back at the Clay County Corner on WVFB Kix 101.5 FM. Our program today will begin with Clay County Sheriff Brandon Boone, who's going to be filling us in on some activity that all Clay County citizens need to be aware of. And I guess just to kind of lead in, just this morning, I got three phone calls back-to-back from some loan companies that were following up on my request to refinance or to buy. And, you know, I haven't even inquired anywhere about that. And I just thought, well, that's, you know, probably not a scam that's going on, but still it just made me think this kind of fits in. Sheriff, I'll just turn it over to you now.
Thank you, Susan. It's called phishing on the Internet, where they grab information that people may have searched in a browser or on a website, and they grab that information and get your contact information and get back in touch with you. But this morning I wanted to talk to the listeners out there about some scams that's going around, and they're primarily targeting the elderly. These scammers are usually not in the United States. They're outside the country.
Right.
A lot of them are in Jamaica. They're calling and telling people that they've won the lottery or won a substantial amount of money. We've had three incidents here in the past recent weeks.
Wow.
Where the lady was called and she won a vehicle and $7,000. And but only thing she needed to do to get that was to go get a money guard card. Some of them called Green Dot cards, a MoneyGram, Money Order. And they tell you if you'll send them the money that you will receive the vehicle plus the substantial winnings.
Mm-hmm.
So I urge everyone, this is a scam. If you don't play something, you're not going to win something. So
right.
You just don't get a call out of the blue telling you that you've won, you know, $7,000, $10,000. That's unusual. But they tend to make you believe that you have won it because you're selected. They've got your phone number. If you don't reply and you hang up on them, they will tend to call you back. And they will threaten you at that point.
Wow.
And they threaten you by saying, we're going to contact the FBI or we're going to contact the authorities. They make you feel guilty.
Yeah.
And that's how they con some of these people into going and getting the money cards and sending them money. Once someone gets that money card and gives them that number, that money's gone.
Oh, man.
One lady, this has actually been a year or so ago, actually give about $3,000.
My goodness.
Expecting a large return.
Mm-hmm.
They told her she'd won a large amount of money, and in fact, she didn't. I'd actually went out and spoke to the person on the phone. He kept calling her, and of course, he got real irritated with me, but yeah, I could tell right away that it was a scam.
My goodness.
Just in the last week or so, we've had two people within the county here to be scammed. and they're wanting money cards. They've told them that they wanted, they've won money. This one person's give over $5,000 of their money.
Oh, and my goodness.
Now they're in financial distress over this.
Oh, my goodness.
And they make you believe them. They think that they tell you they're coming to your house. I just want to urge people, do not fall for this. It is a scam. You do not get a phone call and tell you you've won money unless you've entered a contest.
Yeah, you know, these people are schooled on how to do this, and their con artists are excellent at their trade. And it's so unfortunate, especially if you're trusting and believe everybody to be honest and fair. It's difficult, especially for the elderly, and, well, me too, you know. You have to really think hard through all these things.
They are. They're very, they really get very threatening. Mm-hmm. They told one individual that they would meet them at Rite Aid out here in town. So, you know, this person sat at Rite Aid and waited.
Yeah.
And, of course, notified us, and we told them that they're not coming to Rite Aid. Uh-huh. They're just wanting you to send them that extra money.
Yeah.
So.
So not only the phone call, but they probably know your home address. They know a lot of information about you, and they probably Google Earthed and saw what's in this area, so they knew to say Rite Aid was right here without having to ask.
Yes, with the Internet anymore, you can basically mm-hmm. find out about anything you want to about someone and where they live and what's in their area there. I definitely recommend not giving any information out over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, banks don't call you and ask you for your personal information.
Right.
And, you know, if the FBI is going to come and get you, they're not going to call you on the phone and tell you they're going to come and get you. So.
Right. Well, you made a very valid point there. If they call you,
yes.
If you don't elicit the phone call yourself, if you don't make the phone call yourself, then that's, I guess, maybe a first sign.
Yes. If the Federal Bureau of Investigation or any other federal authorities are going to be either at your doorstep or at a mutual setting, you know, an office somewhere, or through a local law enforcement, yes.
Mm-hmm. My goodness, that's so scary. And again, you know, the elderly are prey to those situations and to people coming and calling and everything. And you can just being online at all, and I'm not sure that a lot of the elderly have computers, but there are so many different ways, even through family, younger family members that are online and on the computers, and they just mention their grandparents, their parents. So there's so many ways that they can access this information.
Yeah, I would encourage people to talk to their parents, grandparents, and just to find out if they have been receiving these calls and to make sure that they don't fall for this scam, because it's very easy to fall for it when you feel threatened, and that's what they do. When you tell them no, they want to call back, and they do. They continue to call back.
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing to do is just not answer the phone.
Right. Well, that's so very disheartening and unfortunate that this has actually happened to some people here in the county. I just feel so sorry for them that this happened.
It is. There will always be scams out there. Different, you know, different types. That's just an easy one for them to set back on a phone in another country and get money out of people.
Mm-hmm. And you know something, when I've called like to different companies, they of course have these calls referred to these different countries, and it's so funny that they'll answer and you say, well, what's your name? And they'll say Bob or Carolyn, or they use American names.
When you know it's not.
Yeah, and you know clearly, because you can barely understand what they're saying most of the time with their accent or their dialect.
Mm-hmm.
Sheriff, we're glad that you're here, but we got to take a quick break, and we definitely want to hear more about how we can be proactive by being aware of those people that are out there and up to no good. We're going to pause for a quick break.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center in Solana, Tennessee.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. This is Susan Bailey. If you're just tuning in, I'm with Sheriff Boone, who's been enlightening us on some recent scams in our area and some things that we might be able to do to keep from being taken advantage of by these people. Sheriff, I'll let you go ahead.
Thank you, Susan. You know, getting into the scams, it's beginning to be warmer weather. And during the summer months and the warmer months, we have a lot of other scams taking place, and some of it is either roofing and paving of driveways, painting barn roofs, and basically to tell you what happens is they come and they knock on doors, they come to your door and say, hey, would you like to have your driveway paved or your barn painted or whatever service they're trying to render, and they'll say, I'll seal your driveway for just say $1,000. And, well, at the end of it, you make an agreement with them, a verbal agreement, saying, yes, that's fine, go ahead and do it. Mm-hmm. Well, at the end, they may say, well, I had to use some extra sealer. It's going to cost you $1,500 now.
Right.
Well, you know, they stand there and they demand you to make that payment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, a lot of people pay it, and if you write a check or you pay them cash, they're gone. You know, you can't. We usually can't locate them, and they will cash that check before they leave town
right.
to get that money,
they
so
do.
You don't have an opportunity to make a stop payment
mm-hmm.
on it. So I would encourage the people, if they're having services done by people they do not know, when you make an agreement with someone, whether it be $500, you stick with that agreement
mm-hmm.
and do not pay any extra, because they will try to come back and say that they've done extra work, and then you're going to be out that money.
That's so true.
And it's so hard to catch these people, because all they do is travel the state
mm-hmm.
and just scam people that way. And usually, a lot of times, the job they do is not very, very good. It's some of the barn roofs, it's been painted, like when rain hits it, it washes it off. It's,
mm-hmm.
So that's just another scam that they use during the warmer months. And you can see it on the news. It's Nashville has a problem with it. A big problem. I seen last year that they was dealing with the same thing.
Well, you know, I've got to say that we fell victim to that a couple of years ago, actually. And I had come home, and when I pulled in, was coming down the road, I saw two or three police cars sitting out in the driveway in front of the road in front of my house, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what's happened? And when I pulled in, then I was met by one of the officers, and there were some men there in some trucks too, and they had already made an arrangement with a member of my family, and they actually had been around in the county already and had rooked two or three different people, and our local police were, you know, Johnny on the spot, and they saw the truck come through town, and they had actually already gotten a check cashed, and I parked my vehicle. They had a big roller piece of equipment, and they had a truck with a large trailer and had that backed up in the yard, and they were already unloaded and were starting to fix our driveway.
Yes.
And I just politely drove one of my vehicles in front of theirs, and theirs stayed there until they got the money back to us. I would not let them leave with their equipment, and I parked my vehicles in front of theirs, and I had their equipment sitting in my yard for about a month and a half. Until I got reimbursed. You know, I thought, you ain't messing with me. So.
And that's a good proactive step to take. But what I would recommend to the people that, you know, get a reference check on some of these
Absolutely.
People. If they're wanting to do the job for you, then they should be willing to let you call a few people that mm-hmm. they've done jobs for. To find out if they actually done a good job.
And one of their things, especially the pavers, is, well, we're here right now. We've got some paving left over, some asphalt or whatever it is left over, and we could do it right now, but we won't be able to come back. So they get you, you know, they're very convincing.
Yes, they put pressure on you.
They sure do.
I don't fall victim to that.
No. Have there been any descriptions of these people, that what we can expect of these characters or the vehicles or anything?
Just back last summer, it was a white pickup truck, and nobody could clearly get what the name of the little magnet was on the mm-hmm. side. But, I mean, there's a lot of white vehicles out here that do
True.
This, so I'm not saying that that's the one that we need to be watching for. But we did have a problem last year with a guy, and he was sealing driveways,
mm-hmm.
Driving a white pickup truck with a tank on the back. And
mm-hmm.
So it just varies from year to year on, you know, I think they pick different spots to go to.
Yeah, and they are coming in fresh after a couple of years mm-hmm. because people seem to forget. Talking about phone scams, what's the best way to fight back against phone scams?
Basically, just not giving them any information.
That's the main thing.
You know, most people nowadays have caller ID. You know, if it's one of these strange numbers,
mm-hmm.
don't answer it. You know, you know who's wanting to get in touch with you. And, you know, if it's in your contact list, them's the people that you normally talk to. So, if it's an important call, they'll leave you a message.
Right. And a lot of them say private number or
yeah.
unlisted. And that it's really hard for me to answer a call like that anyway. But I have two family members that are overseas, and sometimes those come in like that. And that's, you know, yeah. I can't not answer my phone then.
I understand that.
But that's a good thing to pay attention to. We've been talking about the elderly and then just people that are living out in the rural area and maybe alone or alone for the day or something. What about opening the door to strangers, especially the elderly people or somebody that is home alone?
I recommend not doing it. They're going to try to work their way into the house, a lot of people. You know, during the warmer months, people tend to are out more,
mm-hmm.
riding around, riding the back roads, and you know we have a prescription drug problem in this county,
mm-hmm.
and not just this county, it's
right.
nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
But you know these people are willing sometimes to do anything to get them drugs.
Yes.
And a lot of people will come to your house wanting to use the restroom or wanting to use the phone, and if there's more than one of them. One of them will distract you while the other goes to your bathroom and filters through your cabinets and
mm-hmm.
tries to find your prescription meds. And
mm-hmm.
And then before you know it, your medicine's gone.
Right.
So I would definitely stay away from people you don't know knocking at the door.
So just don't answer the door, especially if it's a stranger.
Yes.
Can you remind us the quickest way to contact the Sheriff's Department for help should we need
if
it.
If it's a situation like that, dial 911. That's what it's there for. It's the quickest number to remember.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get someone to you. Remembering the sheriff's office number is sometimes a little difficult.
Yeah.
243-3266, but 911 is definitely quicker.
Yeah, 3266 would be a good number to call and not tie up, not tie up the 911 line. If you're like seeing something that looks suspicious to you, or if it's something that can actually, you know, just
be a normal
take a little bit, bit of time. Because 911, of course, we know that's for emergencies, but if you feel threatened, you think there's a stranger at your door and you feel threatened, by all means, that would be the best way to get in touch.
Absolutely.
What are some cautionary measures that we can just do every day at home?
I tend to want to, and I know some people will disagree with me on this, but, you know, we have so much social media going on now, Facebook, Twitter, mm-hmm. Instagram, all the different types of social media. You know, I don't have Facebook, but you see people post every moment of their life.
Exactly.
Everything that they do. And I don't recommend that because, mm-hmm. you know, the whole world's out here seeing when you're not at home,
mm-hmm.
when you're at a ball game. Mm-hmm. And that just, you know, not everybody that's a friend on you on Facebook is your friend.
Right.
So I don't recommend posting your life on mm-hmm. for everybody to know exactly where you're at every moment.
Yeah, we're leaving for a two-week
vacation.
Trip.
Yes, absolutely. Vacations, you know, I think social media is good mm-hmm. in a lot of ways, mm-hmm. but I think people can overdo it in that way just because you're an easy target.
Yeah, and it's gotten too lenient. The social media sites seem to be too lenient. I know that you can, your smartphone is so smart that it can automatically, and I don't know how it does this, but it can jump over to your Facebook and say where you are. You know, it gives a location, and I don't know if that's because where you are has a site and it picks up on that and it will communicate, you know, they intercommunicate or something, but
it is.
It is very complicated.
Technology is out there, and, you know, people are taking advantage of people every day.
Yes, that's a fact. What about locking doors? Not just at home, but even like your car is parked in the driveway. Used to, we never locked a door, but times are a-changing.
Definitely. I recommend locking your doors at home, locking your house door, your vehicle. Just this week, we had a call at 2:30 in the morning dealing with a lady had woke up, dog was barking. Woke up, looks outside, and someone's inside of her vehicle, going through her vehicle at 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Of course, they call law enforcement. We get out there. The husband had woke up and went out and basically shot in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And suspect had took off on foot and was never located.
Oh,
so,
me.
It's lock them up. That's the best thing to
mm-hmm.
do.
That's a pretty good deterrent. Of course, they can, you know, get in if they're absolutely determined, but you make it a little bit hard for them, and they'll usually walk away, I think. It seems like more people are buying security cameras or just home security. What are the best deterrents for home protection?
I do feel like the security cameras are a good thing. Alarm systems and the signs is a big thing, I think. You know, we work burglary reports on a regular basis, and most every residence that we go to does not have an alarm system
mm-hmm.
that we work a burglary with. So
mm-hmm.
I can remember just in the last 4 or 5 years, there's only been one burglary where there was an alarm system, but it was tore up at the time that the burglary happened. So,
oh, wow.
I mean, the statistics show that you've got an alarm system, your house is pretty well protected.
Mm-hmm.
I know that can get expensive for some people, but it does help.
Yeah. Well, one other thing I'd like to mention, I know that there was a situation not too long ago that people were actually being, and maybe still going on, that people were being pulled over by fake police officers or sheriffs or something. And my mother actually was leaving for church a couple of weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago, and she actually pulled up. her Donald and Carol Sue Collins driveway and pulled out, and I had come into the kitchen and noticed her still sitting at the front of the, you know, on the road in front of the house. And then I realized a car was backing out of my driveway, and I thought it was dark, and I couldn't really see it except that it was wide, and it looked like one of my neighbor's cars, so I didn't think a thing about it. And when she got home, she said that it pulled out behind her and followed her up to town, and my mother stopped up here on the square to see, well, it must be somebody wanting to talk to me. And when she pulled over, it went on by, and all she noticed was it said sheriff on the side of the car. And we called the sheriff's department, and we spoke about that, and they said there's no car, that you have no car that has that on the side, not a white car now. And that really, you know, made us both pretty anxious. Who was this, and what were they wanting?
I don't, you know, we've sold some of our cars in the past couple of years to Monroe County Sheriff's Office. You know, a lot of people ask, well, why is your car in Monroe County? You know, we kept the stripes on there. The only thing we took off was Clay County, and then they just put Monroe County. There is some agencies that has sold some cars and didn't take the striping off or didn't take the emblem off. But, you know, as far as getting stopped by a patrol car, our vehicles are well lit up. Actually, they're too bright sometimes.
They are. It's really a pretty blue.
It is, but it's almost to the point at nighttime. It can be dangerous somewhat, but I don't think we have any control over how bright they are.
Yeah.
It's just technology is getting so much better. But they are bright, and all of our vehicles are very well lit. I know Murray County had a problem with a yellow Camaro stopping people with a single light in a dash. We do not have that.
Mm-hmm.
We do not have a vehicle with a single dash light.
Okay.
So all of our vehicles are pretty well lit up.
Yeah. If you're in doubt at all, I know you're not going to start shooting at us or anything, so we could actually drive to the sheriff's office.
Absolutely.
If we're scared or something.
Pull over in a safe location.
Yeah.
Well lit area. You know, if you're being stopped and someone, and you're uneasy about it or don't feel safe, turn your emergency flashers on and pull over in a safe area.
I think we all need the sheriff's number in our phone, and you
Absolutely.
Can even have it on speed dial. So if you're in the car and you feel threatened, by all means, we can call the office and ask you, do you have somebody trying to pull me over right now, you know?
And that happened here not long ago.
Mm-hmm.
A lady had called the sheriff's office and said, I've got a vehicle behind me. Can you tell me if this is one of your, and sure enough, it was.
Okay,
so.
But that way you're comfortable then stopping, especially if you're a female and you're alone. You know, that makes a difference.
And that was the situation here.
Yeah, or an elderly person that's alone.
Yes.
Either way. Well, Sheriff, thank you so much for joining us today on the Clay County Corner. This has been a lot of very, very important information that we all need to know. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us before we break?
I have one little small announcement.
Great.
We've started a new app. It was designed by Apris, which is a company that. But if you have a smartphone out there, I would definitely recommend downloading the Mobile Patrol app. And it's either on Android or the Apple.
Okay.
But it's Mobile, M-O-B-I-L-E, Patrol. And what it is it's designed for victim notification.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a victim of a burglary or a victim of domestic assault and the suspect's arrested and put into custody, you can pull up this person's picture, and there's a tab there that you click, victim notification, and as soon as that person is released from our custody, it notifies you either by email, text, or a phone call. So it's a very good. I know a lot of people don't like it, especially the ones that's been charged with a crime,
right?
Because all of the pictures are there, that are in custody.
Mm-hmm.
But it's designed for the victims, and that's what it's for. And,
right.
But it is a good thing. So it's Mobile Patrol app.
Well, that's a wonderful app, and that's good protection. You know, the victims sometimes feel like they're not getting a fair shake always, and that will definitely help along that route.
But once you go into Mobile Patrol, you'll go to the State of Tennessee and then Clay County Sheriff's Office.
Okay, State of Tennessee and then the Sheriff's Office.
Yep.
All righty. Well, we look forward to future announcements that especially that can affect the citizens of Clay County and surrounding areas. It's time for another break from our sponsors, and then we'll return with Sam Hyder with Joey's to discuss decorating tips and safety and some other interesting tidbits to help us have a better transition into the spring.
Husqvarna is the world's largest producer of outdoor power products. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment for the homeowner and the professional. Chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, mowers, tillers, and zero turns. Husqvarna has everything you need and is here to help you with all of your outdoor power equipment needs. Stop by Clay County Farm Supply at 408 Brown Street in Salina or give them a call at 931-243-4169 to see how Husqvarna can help you. Husqvarna, taming the wild.
Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee is now your certified dealer for Gator-Made trailers. Gator-Made is your best source to buy trailers factory direct. Gator-Made trailers offer a wide variety and style of trailers, such as utility, gooseneck, equipment, and pintle hitch trailers, enclosed cargo trailers, flatbed, platform, cargo, and dump trailers. And financing is available for Gator-Made trailers and Husqvarna products at Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee. Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts. Now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We're back with the Clay County Corner. I now have with me Sam Hyder, and I want to pop in a quick birthday wish to Tyla Adams. She's the daughter of Michael and Tia Burchett Adams, from her brothers Nate and Nolan, Nana and Mimi, and Papa Ira, Paul Larry and Meemaw, Paul Howard and Kaka. Also a lot of aunts and uncles and cousins. She just turned 4 yesterday. So happy birthday, Tyla. Sam, I know you're going to have some great information for us. I'm glad you're back. We so enjoyed the time we were here at Christmas, just before Christmas and the Christmas holidays. I do want to know if you brought some warm weather with you to help us get more in the mood for spring.
Well, I was going to ask you if you had it. It seems like we've kind of lost it. It keeps coming and going. But you
know,
I think I'm about ready for the cold to be over. So I'm saying it's over, and from now on we're going to have just beautiful spring weather.
I am there with you. And we do have sunny, and it's nice and warm. No jacket for me today. That's a good
Not
thing.
Not for me neither. No jacket. I almost put on the shoes and walked here because we're so close, but time was a pushing away.
Right. I know you're busy, and I really appreciate you being here this morning.
No problem at all. But I have noticed in the drive we've got all of these things out there that are popping right now, and colors just jumping. So I'm finally glad to see that burst of spring in the air.
Absolutely. Sam, I'm going to let you talk a little bit about some things that are coming up that people need to know about, like prom and that sort of thing. I'm going to hand it over to you, and then I'll have a few questions for you, if that's okay.
That is great. And, you know, we do have prom coming up on April the 25th, which is a wonderful day. I remember mine. Do you remember yours?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I do. Actually, we didn't have prom. We canceled prom when I was a high school junior, and it was canceled for a while, and then they came back.
Well, you know what? You can still have that prom.
Absolutely.
Get that group of people together and have that dance.
That's right.
You know, trends on those have not really changed much since back then.
Mm-hmm.
It is still traditional to give that person a flower.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times these days, we forget the flower for the gentleman. So if you're going to order the flower for the lady, it is very appropriate to have one for the man also. This year's color scheme seems to be tangerine.
Huh.
Now, my
That's
idea
pretty.
Of tangerine might not be yours.
Mm-hmm.
Mine might be more of the orange.
Mm-hmm.
Yours might be more of the coral pink.
Well, true.
So whenever you're talking to your florist, very wise to take them an actual sample
mm-hmm.
of what color you're working with there. That way we can see, hey, this is your idea of tangerine. accented with teal this year, or pool blue. Blues are always a popular color, especially this time of year. It really accents the tangerine or coral orange. Mm-hmm. So those are the color schemes we see there.
Those are beautiful and bright.
I love
tropical colors. I love Southwest, but I love tropical colors too. And that sounds like a beautiful color scheme for the prom.
Well, the tangerine is that spicy, you know,
and
it's very warm, comforting. And the blue is cool, so they work very well together.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite colors in the Gerber daisies.
Oh, yeah.
I love those bright, bright colors.
That flower is still a very popular flower with our younger generation. In my age, it was the rose. Everybody had to have roses. Daisies are the hippie, kino, cool flower of today. So we see the younger generation using that flower more so than the rest of the ones that are out there available now.
Yeah, well, they're beautiful. Sam, it's always a challenge to get ready for the spring decorating, you know, out with the winter and in with all the new colors and spring flavor. What is the new spring for those that are wanting to do a makeover? Is it including tangerine, too?
Actually, it is including tangerine.
Mm-hmm.
We see it with the colors that are chosen across the board from Pantone this year is listed as shades of orchid.
Hmm.
So anything that is in the shades of pinks, hot pinks, fuchsia, magenta, down to deep purple are the colors that we're hitting it with for spring this year,
mm-hmm.
accented with the tangerine, a bright yellow.
Mm.
So we can bleed right on into summer
mm-hmm.
using the darkers, which is receding of the purples, and spicing it up with the warmth of yellow and orange.
Yes, those are just beautiful colors. And you can, you know, you can pick one and go with that. You can have a monochromatic theme, or
exactly.
you can just mix it up and have a multitude of absolutely beautiful color.
That is true.
From all those that you mentioned especially.
Exactly. And, you know, I see a lot of people that will change a room in their home.
Mm-hmm.
As spring comes, they turn their dining room into spring. They paint the walls, put covers over the table. You know, my grandmother, she had a tablecloth for every season. And as that special event came along or a party, that tablecloth went on there to represent that season.
Yeah.
So just a simple cloth over the table or
mm-hmm.
tie back on a chair, plant that's in the corner. Something like that can accent the interior of the room. Now, when it comes to the outside, paint the patio furniture.
Oh,
if you
yeah.
don't do anything
Ooh.
Else, paint that
paint
patio
furniture.
Mm-hmm. You know, you put a different coat or a different color on that, everybody goes, oh, our next-door neighbor's bought new furniture. Maybe we need to do something
yeah.
here. Change the door decoration.
Absolutely.
So, mm-hmm. if you don't change the door decoration, maybe change the shape that you've used year after year. If you've always gone with a wreath, go with something that's elongated,
okay.
something that comes down the length of the door.
Mm-hmm.
That'll make you feel, hey, I've got something new up there.
Mm-hmm.
It'll attract your eye. Maybe whoever's looking at your house, not to rob it, like Mr. Boone said earlier. But you had some very good tips, and I enjoy the information we get from him because he is a fine person
Absolutely.
For our community here.
Absolutely,
yeah.
So. And you mentioned the painting and the furniture. I know my mother's listening. Hey, Mama. But she's the painter in the family. She loves, and she's really the decorator in the family. She loves to change things out. So I know she's glued to this radio right now, and she's listening close to everything that you're saying. I may have to get the old pocketbook out here in a little bit.
Painting is our most least expensive way of changing
yeah.
changing an exterior or an interior.
Mm-hmm.
Just accenting with a little bit of paint on a few items,
mm-hmm.
grouped in groupings, you can pull it together. If you don't believe me, drive by the shop. I think everything that we could paint purple out there is purple right now. But the purple will blend with orange, tangerine,
yeah.
and yellow for summer, as an example. Imagine the beautiful dark yellow of a sunflower against the deepness
absolutely.
Of that purple is really going to look good this summer.
Yes. What do you see as something that holds steady, you know, like an Old Faithful in regards to decorating for spring?
An Old Faithful for decorating for spring,
mm-hmm.
there's three colors that always stand strong,
mm-hmm.
yellow,
mm-hmm.
purple, and green.
Okay.
Green represents life. With the new foliage that's coming out on everything,
mm-hmm.
green really pushes for
mm-hmm.
youth and life. Whenever we see it, we know, hey, it's time to get vigorous and get out there and get
right.
going.
Right.
Purple is our comfort. We see the warmth of purple, the
mm-hmm.
softness of it. It gives
mm-hmm.
us our relaxation, our comfort. So, the lovely devices of today, aren't they wonderful?
Yes. I'm sorry about that. That was my cell phone. How can one make a splash and still remain within a budget? You definitely mentioned painting.
Right. And as before, we were talking about Christmas last time I was here, and it
right.
would simply change your packaging or your paper.
Mm-hmm.
Painting is our next step. So do it with paint.
Mm-hmm.
Do it with ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got your pots on your front porch, you could wrap them in burlap that's a color, for example, lime green burlap. Simply place your pots in a different kind of packaging or wrapping.
Mm-hmm.
Ribbons and bows are always a great accent for outside. Changing things there with just a simple ribbon is great.
Mm-hmm.
If these things don't attend, then what about colored bottles? You know,
oh.
we have these wonderful metal bottle trees that are
mm-hmm.
out now. I see more of them popping up against
right.
the neighborhood.
They are.
And there are a lot of those things that you could find on the side of the road that might have been a natural landfill that you can
mm-hmm.
repurpose, reuse, and recycle
mm-hmm.
in today's form of art. So
mm-hmm.
look about. See if you can find some of those beautiful old blue bottles and tie them in a tree as in a wind chime fashion. Or
right.
one of those metal trees makes a great accent in a garden.
Absolutely. Sam, is there anything in the works to have maybe a class or two at Joey's to teach some simple, basic crafting or decorating or floral arranging?
Actually, there is. We're structuring now to do two classes this summer. One is going to mm-hmm. be on basic floral design.
Okay.
And in that class, what you'll be taught is just simply how to do a vase arrangement, how to do a table arrangement in floral foam. And that is on stem placement, getting a good focal point in your design, and a good line through your design, which is very important on keeping you looking at your design.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and these things will also teach you tips in care and handling. And then we fall back on nature's healers and killers, what may be poison to you.
Right.
Which I've just recently discovered I had an allergic reaction to something else that's out there.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, running our natural little tests to find out what may be harmful to other people, you know.
Yeah.
So there will be classes on teaching things like that.
Cool. That'll be good. Everybody needs to be looking for that. And you need to let us know so we can make mention of it. You mentioned healers and killers.
Correct.
And then the allergies. Could you elaborate a little bit more about the healer-killer plants that are out there,
definitely.
Especially with, you know, they're popping up now.
Yeah, we have things that are coming out in nature right now that are great for salads. For example, dandelion greens or watercress and those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Poke salad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mom collects it every year. Great green with scrambled eggs and a good skillet
Absolutely.
Of hot ratio. Good southern dish. But it's also very poisonous. These things were taught that must be harvested at a certain period of time.
Right.
While the stems are still young and tender, then of course, you go through the cooking technique of boiling and
mm-hmm.
straining and reboiling and straining to get that toxin or that poison out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Great green with a great flavor.
Mm-hmm.
We have medicines out there like coumadin that are affected by eating green leafy vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have to take caution in what is there.
Mm-hmm.
Things that are starting to come out poisonous to us. We have those leafy things like sumac, poison ivy, poison oak.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
So in that, we have to watch out for. Remember, it's not necessarily the foliage that's going to get you of some of these things.
Mm-hmm.
It's the sap that's in
there. Right, right.
Poison ivy, poison oak, if you break the stem, it's going to spray. And the spray, of course, is where we get that
mm-hmm.
evil little
horrible
rash from.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So whenever you're handling these things, even in their dormant state now, before they're putting out their leaves,
mm-hmm.
take precautions.
Mm-hmm. Even the dead-looking roots and
right.
vines.
Exactly. Don't throw it in a fire and burn it.
No.
Because it's going to release it into the air.
Right.
And you might not be the itchy one, but your neighbor might.
That's true.
And they won't be too
so
happy
true.
About that.
That is so true. Sam, hang on just a little bit. We need to take a break, and we've got a lot more to still cover.
Well, thank you.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Welcome. Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. I'm sitting here with Sam Hodder with Joey's Flowers and Gifts. If you're just joining us, we've been getting some decorating advice and some tips and some good information about allergies and plants that help us and hurt us. And we're going to carry on with that. We were just talking about the healer killer plants, and that's such a cool term because one plant can do both things. It can help to heal, and then it can also kill too. Sam, is there anything else you want to talk about that? And then, you know, we'll go into some more stuff.
In those healers and killers, we don't really think about it on a daily basis,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there are plants around the home that could be very harmful to pets.
Oh, yes.
So if you call us at the shop, we'll give you a list of those things.
Okay.
And then there that it could kill or it could heal. So they are the benefits of both of those.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, we're fixing to hit that stage of pollination everywhere.
Oh, yes.
So that is one of those things that kills me,
mm-hmm.
especially pine pollen.
Mm.
But there are things that you can do, just simple little things. My grandmother taught me, she says, put a little Vaseline under your nose, not in your nose. As you are breathing in, the pollen will collect in the Vaseline instead of in the nasal cavity.
Mm-hmm.
That helps out tremendously, just doing that simple little technique right there.
Mm-hmm.
Plan your stages outside. If you've got things you've got to do outside and it's starting to really drop the pollen out there, it's usually best to get out early in the morning while there's still dampness on
still
things.
Dampness.
With
mm-hmm.
still damp,
mm-hmm.
that pollen is going to cling to that moisture,
mm-hmm.
the moisture in the air.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get out and do your things, then is the best time, especially if you're allergic.
Right, and this is especially true of the elderly, too, that have COPD or asthma or a lot of those upper respiratory diseases.
Exactly, and, you know, this time of year, we've got to really be careful of things like that because this area, with its natural flora and fauna,
mm-hmm.
which there's only three areas worldwide that has the variety of plants that we do.
Well,
that's us in Japan,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then
mm-hmm.
there's one other place that's in Haiti that
mm-hmm.
has such a variety, a wide variety.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always something that's pollinating. If not a flower, a mold spore. So do take caution with it.
True, and that's because we're comfortable with having those four seasons.
Exactly.
You know, it's not just hot and cold, it's a variation throughout the year. So we've got to, we're prime candidates.
We are, and you know, I've often heard my grandparents say a bad winter is going to be a hot summer.
Mm-hmm.
So with winter being the way it has been,
yes.
you know, I hate to say it, folks, but it's probably going to be a hot summer.
That's true, because we dipped into the minuses this past year.
Oh, yes.
You mentioned an unpleasant event regarding a bridal event at one time and an allergic reaction. Can you please tell about that and the dangerous possibilities of allergic reactions by humans to plants?
Most definitely. This bride, she had saw her favorite flower was black-eyed Susans.
Mm-hmm.
She had always admired them out in the fields and stuff, and that's what she wanted to carry for her bouquet. She had no idea that she was extremely allergic to this. I'm talking eyelids inverting, lips swole up,
oh,
Julia Roberts
goodness.
Look, she had it going on.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was a danger there. So always make yourself aware. I keep myself a mental journal and a physical journal of things that affect me in certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only can you have the allergic reaction, but you can also have a reaction of things that make you feel good.
Yeah.
For example, rosemary or sandalwood. These may be things that are calming or relaxing
mm-hmm.
to you that make you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, Zumac, or in her case, the black-eyed Susan.
Black-eyed Susan.
Major
and that's,
allergic reaction.
Yeah, and that's a common everyday
right.
plant.
Best thing is if you get near this stuff, if you become itchy or break out in a rash, a quick sweat,
mm-hmm.
Get away from it as quick as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Wash as much as the exposed skin area,
mm-hmm.
warm soap, water, and if things start to swell or red welts appear, get to the emergency room because you're having a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Benadryl, take one. It'll help stave things off until you can get to where you can get appropriate care for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know.
And that's, you know, it's an important reminder that it's not just something that touches you, but
exactly.
it's also something that you inhale, or
right.
there are many forms to develop allergies.
Right. You know, you've got to look at all aspects of that plant. Is it something that you've inhaled, the fragrance
mm-hmm.
of it?
Mm-hmm.
Lily's example. You know, a lot of people can't handle the fragrance of the rubrum lilies or the stargazer, starfighter lilies, are so fragrant.
Mm-hmm. And so pretty.
Exactly. Allergic to them. We get itchy, jittery feelings from those things, and then, of course, the rest of the symptoms follow.
Mm-hmm.
So watch out for that kind of stuff. Then a touching, you know, you're going to get it. The sap from things like daffodils right now. Secrete an enzyme. You put them in a vase by themselves. 2 or 3 hours later, go pick them up. You've got all this sap oozing out of these stems.
Uh-huh.
That's not just poisonous. It's not poisonous to itself, to them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take those stems and put them in an arrangement with other flowers,
mm-hmm.
that sap actually clogs the stems and causes the other flowers to die.
Hmm.
So we take them, cut them, put them in a vase, and let them sit for 2 or 3 hours so that sap drains away, rinse the stems, and then place them into your floral divine. That way, you've got a lot of that out of there, so the rest of the flowers can survive, and it can survive too. So anything that comes from a bulb, it secretes. So watch out for that when placing in an arrangement with other flowers.
Okay, we'll do that, because I stick those with everything.
Oh,
no
I
wonder
love
they
them.
Didn't last so long. Sam, I'm asking you to come back next week, so I'm going to let everybody know that he's agreed to come back next week, and we've got just a lot more information to cover about spring and even seeding and, you know, working out in your lawn and that sort of thing.
Exactly.
He's a wealth of knowledge, and I'm going to pick his brain. So
I will like to say this, though. With the winds that we have had come through here recently, please, as you're out in your yard, be careful of branches that may be intertwined or tangled in trees up there, because if one of those falls, you know, that could be some major health problems there.
It absolutely can.
So be aware of your surroundings. Watch for those loose tree limbs that nature's tangled up on us. And before the leaves come out, this is a great time to see if there's any of them up there that's hung that might need to come out that you can't see once the leaves are on the trees.
Right.
That could be that hazard, too. So
absolutely.
Kind of examine your surroundings before we get the leaves on out on the trees here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Well, I've been with Sam, who's with Joey's Flowers and Gifts locally, and I want to thank you so much for stopping by and talking to us this morning, and I'm very appreciative and glad that you'll be coming back with us next week, too. And in the meantime, I've got just a couple announcements that I've got to make to cover some stuff that's going on right away, and we'll be back next week again with Sam. I'd like to remind everybody that the Youth Baseball League leaders will be at the baseball fields today, March the 20th, from 6 until 8. If anybody has sign-up sheets to turn in or if you need to fill one out, they really need to have all the sign-ups in as quickly as possible. It'll make this Saturday's activities much easier. Again, this Saturday, March the 22nd, before 10 a.m., is the last day to sign up. Also, they're going to have Coke order forms down there at the recreation complex if somebody needs one. Please show up for information. Otherwise, call Matt Adams at 252-2367, and that's 931 area code. They'll be having a coaches meeting tonight at 7 p.m. If you want a coach or know somebody that does, please contact Matt. Coaches are needed. Every coach needs to be there to discuss this Saturday's activities, which will be skill evaluation and draft day. And the season, the upcoming season. If you've not coached before and you are willing, please attend. We all have to start somewhere, and we all need to get involved to help our youth. A couple of other things that I just wanted to mention is tomorrow is the Friday celebrity waiter lunch for Relay for Life from 11:30 to 1 at the Bob Building. Go out and get a good meal and support Relay for Life in their battle against cancer. Also on March the 24th, Monday, the family nurse practitioner Mandy Hayes with Cumberland River Hospital is going to be doing a presentation on lifestyle essentials for a healthy colon. That's your large intestine. She'll be doing that at 6 o'clock p.m. at the hospital, and she'll cover colon cancer, irritable bowel syndrome, ulcerative colitis, and Crohn's disease. And she will give you many steps that you can take to help prevent those or help with those. Nurse Family Practitioner Hayes will inform you of those steps. And for now, I want to wish everybody a wonderful, happy, and productive day, reminding you to keep our military in your prayers and tune in for a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. And I'm signing off from the Clay County Corner.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.